and one of those on the forefront of the effort to turn it around, albeit in a very creative way, and something I've not, in my 13 years of covering the Green Beat, reported on before, and that is the subject of bra recycling. Going to meet Kathleen Kirkwood. I've been aware of her agency. It's called the Bra Recycling Agency, or Bra for short, for a couple of months at least, and want to find out what happened with their launch and how they're getting attention. I would imagine just the the name probably gets some media attention for an issue that, you know, has been kind of under the radar. Maybe people are under the clothing anyway. People not aware of the fact that there are chemicals that are not so healthy, and perhaps not only for us, but for the environment, for the planet, for the landfill, after we dispose of them. And what are the alternatives anyway? Kathleen Kirkwood, welcome to the Green Front.
Hey, Betsy. Hi. Thanks for inviting me. I've always been a big fan of yours from Air America.
Well, you do remember. Okay, so you contacted me, I think, back then. So you've been working on this for a while. That was my recollection, but at 50-something, I don't trust my memory anymore, so I wasn't sure. But I remember thinking that this was a good story, and if I didn't get you on back then, I'm sorry. But better late than never. And tell us, what was the inspiration behind Bra?
Well, I started my company in 1983, and I created the very first clip-on shoulder pads in the 80s. And they were made of foam, of course, polyurethane foam. And my product became very popular quickly. I was on the Oprah show. I got on Regis show. And over the years,
you're the woman behind shoulder pads. I just went through my closet and I got rid of about a third of the items that simply because they had shoulder pads, they seemed so dated. So it was a great thing for a while until it wasn't, and then it looked like yesterday's fashion.
Yeah, no, they've come back in, but in a different shape and not that wide. Shoulders have changed. And through making that padded shoulder pad, I began to develop padded bras. And I've been working with probably the leading factory overseas of bra manufacture really in the world. And so I've had access to by selling my bras and pads and panties. And now shapewear, which is made of spandex, which has a lot of the chemical components of polyurethane bras and latex as well. And I've been just around the volumes of shipments that are going out. I started to wonder, what happens to all these bras and shoulder pads and things like that? Additionally, the bra has the component of the underwire, which is primarily steel, and that, too, has to be taken out. You know, it's beneficial to take it out of a landfill or an incineration environment because it can be toxic when burned or just sitting in the landfill. So I started to do some investigation, and there is, bottom line, nothing you can do. There is no recyclable option for anyone to recycle the bra. So I began to put that idea together, and I have about four major collaborators. One is Leggett Platt for the carpet, and one is a recycling broker, so to speak. And what we do is we have a system now where we can collect the bra through an envelope. We hope to be distributing into retailers such as my favorite retailer, QVC. I've been on QVC TV for 20 years. And we're also in discussion with retailers such as Walmart, Macy's, and Victoria's Secret. Nothing's certain as yet, but we're just beginning, so we're just having those discussions. And it would be like Netflix, where women can go to the department store or even download an envelope, and they mail the envelope to our processing plant. At that plant, what we do is we pulverize the bra and we shred them. We shake them in a destoner, and with military-style magnets, we remove that steel. So the steel gets separated and sold to metal recyclers. And those metal recyclers give us cash. And we take that cash and donate it 100% to breast cancer research. Metro Health Hospital in Cleveland, which is recognized by Susan G. Coleman. The balance of the shred and the destoned polyurethane, fabric, latex, all that gets sent to Leggett Platt, and it becomes clothing. But because it's such an expensive process, we have to find a way to sell something. Otherwise, no, you could never pay for the actual cost of all the things that I'm talking about. So we propose to make the carpet red carpet and go to events such as the Oscars, which we had nice conversations with today, a swag suite for the Oscars, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, all red carpet events, even political events or even corporate events where they use red carpet, and work with them to sell the red carpet as a sponsorship program, say, at the Oscars, for an example.
Is that going to happen this year?
We're working with. I just had five phone calls today, so
I
don't have
it here, Kathleen. You tell me first if it's going to happen.
Okay, I will certainly. It would be my honor to tell you first. But we're working closely with a swag suite. So, say for instance, they get a sponsor like the red carpet, which will be a lower carbon footprint for the celebrities to walk on, would be sponsored by whoever. I mean, it could be Starbucks, Zipcar, any major sponsor could take on the capacity of paying for and helping to fund and support the red carpet, which would help our agency get all these bras out of landfill and incineration.
So there are still burning of bras going on this many years after the 1960s. At least symbolically, women were burning their bras, if that actually happened, besides an occasional protest.
That's right. Well, our slogan is don't burn your bra, recycle it.
I love it. I love that. Now I think I've heard everything. I've heard of a green matchmaking organization, and I thought that was now green has gone completely mainstream and penetrated just about every aspect of our lives, and there's green dating services green matchmakers, but now green bra recycling or bra recycling,
I mean,
which of course is green.
The big problem with, your bra does simply go to trash, and trash is expensive to pick up, expensive to send to landfill, plus very toxic in those environments. Now, why doesn't it happen with clothes? It doesn't happen with clothes too much because most of your clothes can be sent to the Salvation Army or Goodwill, and there's big jobbers who go around to manufacturers and buy huge lots that are sold overseas and Africa and all sorts of wonderful programs. However, no one wants to pick up your underwear. So,
speak for yourself.
Yeah. And women in general, even if they did have a fresh bra, there's an embarrassment level of giving your bra to the Salvation Army. So although clothes aren't toxic in the landfill because they do get there sometimes, but for the general garbage and trash and solid waste, it's not a big issue because, you know, areas like Goodwill, Salvation Army, and shipments to overseas. But the bra has an issue, and it does go to trash and polyurethanes, again, latexes, and the metals can be very toxic. And, just something that if women were given a choice to recycle, and they could easily by sending it in the envelope. We've found through conversations at restaurants and malls and different feedback situations that everyone would love. And it's sort of a win-win because if you think about it, you know, we could put promotions and friendly offerings on the envelope. So a retailer could help get this out of landfill. And additionally, a woman might feel compelled while they're throwing a bra out to replace it with something new.
Now, I feel obliged to ask you this question. If some of the materials in these bras and shoulder pads, I guess, are toxic to the landfill, are they safe to put against our skin? Are you for making them safer?
No, there is nothing more safer than a polyurethane foam. We sleep on foam beds. We have foam in our walls and polyurethane insulation. Polyurethane is an incredibly safe material. I mean, it's just completely inert is really what the term is. Mm-hmm. And,
it's broken down then.
That's right. It's only when it goes to the trash. It's sort of like aluminum siding. There was a great documentary about aluminum siding and how it was toxic, and people don't get it because it's safe when you put it up. It's only when you throw it out that the problem begins, and that's where we stand with the bra between the metal, the polyurethane, and the latex foam. And now, you know, you could recycle your bra, or you could even recycle your shapewear with my program. So you could take your old Spanx and get some new Spanx if you like.
I understand you have a video on YouTube which shows how this process happens.
Yeah. I put it on. We did our first test pilot program. We had a town hall meeting sponsored by Maidenform, and we thought we were going to get about 300 or 400 women to donate bras. Well, it turned out we got 10,000 bras and 1.2 tons in total.
Okay. So I now know, because that was one of the items, I must admit, where I didn't know what to do with them. I tend to wear things down to the nub, you know, when they're tattered.
Okay.
I mean, I do like to shop. I have to confess that eco-sin, but I just, you know, hate to throw away good things. So I tend to keep them too long, and, yes, my closet and drawers are overflowing. But when they're finally, you know, limp, if you will, I throw them away. But what do I do with the ones that maybe shouldn't be worn quite that long? They're not really very flattering on my 55-year young body. What do I do if I don't remember where I bought them, for instance? How can I recycle them?
Well, right now we're putting up on our website. We hope to have it soon. And when I say soon, I mean within the next, say, 7 days, a bra recycling envelope that you can download for the address. But right now we don't have any envelopes at the retailers as yet. But we're working on an Earth Day launch. So
perfect.
If I'm able to, I'll have the envelope on my site. And that's at best, but at the worst, on Earth Day, we should be teaming up with some key retailers, I can't give out any names right now, so that we can launch the idea at that retailer at least by Earth Day this year.
Well, if you get the Oscar gig, you may want to be able to say the envelope, please. You may want to have it. You might expedite that process. There's no better publicity. I mean, I know there's millions of people listening to The Green Front on the Progressive Radio Network, but the Oscars have even a bigger draw. So if you get that gig, go for it. You know, pull out the stops to make sure you get, you know, maximum publicity for that. Because I love this idea, the new shape of recycling, as you say on your website. What is the URL for your site, Kathleen?
It's brarecyclingagency.com. Is that a mouthful or what?
Yeah, I just love that you have fun with this, and that's really the key
to
getting people's attention, isn't it? I mean, this is pretty low-tech, it's pretty basic, and it is one of those things. And I have to admit, no one's ever asked me. I do get asked some questions, you know, about solar panels and, my Prius. I'm on my fourth generation already. But no one said, what do I do with bras? I guess people just assume they had to get thrown away, and I think most people, including myself, didn't realize there was a problem, you know, as far as ecologically in doing that. So you've really raised my consciousness, and I've been covering this beat for 13 years. So you get an A for originality, Kathleen.
Thank you. Well, that's an incredible compliment. Thank you very much, Betsy.
We're just about out of time, so any parting thoughts?
No, I just love to say don't burn your bra, recycle it. And stay tuned for more updates at brarecyclingagency.com. And watch me, I'm on for 24 hours selling my new bras on QVC.com February 2nd. It launches midnight February 1st and ends midnight February 2nd. So I'm on with a lot of great, exciting new product.
I can't, I've never seen QVC, but I may just tune in to see you selling your bras.
That'd be cool.
Are they? Do you have any green ones? Any green colored ones, or are they just eco friendly because you're designing them?
You know, you're gonna have to. There's a soy foam shoulder pad and bra foam bra coming out. But on Tuesday we're gonna have our standard bras, and just mention that you can now recycle them. So we give people a solution.
And I want to see your new the new shape of shoulder pads, because I could maybe be the first on my block to have an updated 21st century shoulder pad, and tell my daughter that no, they're not so passe.
All I have to say is thank God for Lady Gaga, because she's really keeping me in business with the shoulder pads.
Madonna before her, now Lady Gaga.
Right, exactly. With
her pointed bras. I don't suppose you sell any of those. The cone
bras. No, I took a pass on those, but I'm really banking on her shoulders. It's fabulous.
I love it. Thanks so much, Kathleen Kirkwood. Good luck to you.
Thanks,
and the Bra Recycling Agency, otherwise known as the Bra Recyclers, the new shape of recycling. You heard it here first. On the Green Front, perhaps you'll hear more about it at this year's Oscars coming up, I believe, next month. And we'll be back next week with another edition of The Green Front. I hope you enjoyed the show. A little bit of serious conversation at the beginning of the hour with Elizabeth Colbert, talking about the President's State of the Union address and climate change and progress or lack thereof, and also her upcoming book on extinction. That was kind of heavy, so we took a lighter turn and found out about how not to burn your bra and what the alternatives are, and tell your friends. You can listen to The Green Front every weekday, Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. East Coast Time. And the shows are archived at my website, which is thegreenfront.com. See you next time. In the meantime, have a great green week.